There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L.I., thank you all for joining in. So a Ph.D. student who moved from India to Indiana to study computer science had headaches and fatigue. And I guess doctors discovered a tumor that had bones, hair, and teeth in her brain. All right? Originally on her blog, she thought she was tired, maybe the schoolwork was difficult, and I guess she went on vacation, and she ended up sleeping for 2 weeks straight. Soon after, started suffering from headaches. After 3 months of testing, doctors determined she had a tumor. But by that point, she had been, at that point, bedridden because she just was so tired. The doctors had located a tumor in her brain's pineal region and determined that if you would try to remove it, it could be risky because there could be irreversible damage to the brain. So the patient found Dr. Hirer Shanianan, a neurologist at the Skull-Base Institute in Los Angeles, who said, I'll do it. So friends helped fundraise to fly her out to Los Angeles for the procedure, which occurred April 15th. Through an incision in the back of her head, doctors used an endoscope to enter the area of her brain where the tumor was. This has been reported by the Washington Post and Fox News. However, instead of finding a tumor, they found a teratoma. Now, a teratoma is a mass of bone, hair, and teeth. They're embryonal, they're tumors stemming from a certain layer, embryonic layer, that will make things with keratin. It's the embryonic, I believe it's ectodermal layer that makes your teeth, your hair, etc. I had a teratoma. It didn't have any teeth or bones in it, but it did have a little baby tuft of hair. It was really, really cool. Really, really cool. It's on my ovary. No, it's not gross. It's cool. All right, so they found that. They're embryonal tumors, the most common brain tumors in infants less than 36 months old, usually benign, but they found they're made of tissues that are usually foreign to the area. All right, you got these germ layers, and they have all three of these germ layers that later produce organs and tissues during embryonic development. So you could even have eyes in these tumors. You've heard of cases where there is an eye in the middle of the tumor, and you guys are all freaked out. These are the teratomas. Now, she said this is her second one. Oh, no, the doctor. And they've taken about 7,000 to 8,000 brain tumors. And I guess they're referring to the tumor as her evil twin sister who has been torturing her the past 26 years. Now, I don't think it would necessarily be a twin, all right? But, you know, these, you kind of wonder when these teratomas make and these teratomas form, was it supposed to originally be something else? The tumor is not cancerous. At the time, I was told mine had a 2% chance of malignancy. Thank God, no. Usually these teratomas cause issues in terms of the reason why they could kill you is not because of its malignancy or its ability to metastasize, but it's because of its ability to, push against something and, expand and spread, etc. Some of these things grow, some of them don't. But, you know, I'm a little shocked that it took 3 months to figure this out. I'm a little shocked. I want to talk about that. So, they say 3 months later, they found the tumor. Now, on one end, if you have headaches and you have fatigue, how many times does your doctor order a scan of the brain? An MRI, CAT scan, all right. Usually not first time out. You having headaches, you being fatigued, we think of other things. We think of sinus issues. We think of allergies. If you're fatigued all the time and you're a young student, we'll think of mono. Run a mono test. We'll think of infection. We'll think of depression. So we'll think of a lot of things. But fatigue and headache were not supposed to think tumor first time out. Okay? For me, you come back still having a headache. Okay? In a week or two later, okay, not getting better with the medicine we're trying. Yeah, I may try another medicine for your headache. Yeah, I may wait to see what the blood work results, etc. But usually by about a week or two, I'll start thinking about a scan. Now, most of you doctors out there listening to my show are going, nah, not within a week or two. Nobody would order a scan within a week or two. Nobody. But you're talking about me, all right? I'm Dr. Dahlia. I get to see what a lot of you guys don't get to see out there in terms of, you know, what's being found in all sorts of other parts of the country, et cetera. And so, you know, for me, I would be slowly starting to think about it, okay? So as I slowly start to think about it, I would be like, look, let me start getting permission from the insurance, and I want you to try something else. If the headaches are not gone by the next week or two, and now we're at week 3 to 4, you'll hopefully have this test authorized, and then you could go in and get the scan. Now, that's fast. That's fast based on our healthcare system still allowing some insured people to get CAT scans or MRIs fairly quickly, all right? And that's fast because that's allowing a patient, if a patient is coming in to see me each week, I get to be there and be on top of it. Yet many causes for doctors being sued or for people's brain tumors being missed is that they have a headache, so they think it's just a headache, so they don't follow back up for the doctor for a few months. Then they come back a few months later and like, yeah, I still got a headache. So I was like, well, we tried this. Now let's try this next thing. Okay, come back if the headaches aren't getting better. A few months later go and like, you know, no, the headaches aren't getting better. I think they're getting worse. Well, now we're at the 6-month mark. Then we order the CAT scan or the MRI. So unfortunately, a lot of medicine is dictated by how often the patient comes back in. Okay, how many times would you guys with a headache come to the doctor every week? You wouldn't. You'd be like, all right, I'm just going to deal with some over-the-counter medicines. I'm not going to go to the doctor. I don't have time to take time off. So, you know, we as physicians, or clinicians, need to be proactive and do the thinking for all of us in terms of, could this be something bad? That's not your job as a patient. Your job as a patient is to do what you're doing. You tell us something's going wrong. It's not your job to do a differential diagnosis and to figure out, oh, okay, do I need to be looking for Lewy bodies? Do I need to be looking for, worms in the brain? Your job is to tell us I have a headache. And when we come back, I'll talk to you about how to talk to a doctor. All right, things to say to get things done. There was also a study at telling you when to fire your doctor. I'm not a big fan of that, but we'll talk about that too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi. Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom. No, Don, who is working the dials. I know we got Don, we got Tom, we got Finn, we got Charles, we got Jordan. I know we got all these men around me. I don't know how I get anything done. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ladies, calm down. No, they got to work on my show. They are not available for your flirtations. Okay, they got work to do. We got a big team approach to get through this show. All right, I know the long-awaited Nevada Blood Donation Day is coming up. I know, yay, Nevada Blood Donation Day is coming up on Saturday. For those of you who live in Nevada and want to donate blood, badly needed blood, please, please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com to find many of the tons of locations that are out there so that you can come and donate blood. I'm going to be donating blood, and I'm going to be in the KDWN booth at 6045 South Rainbow between 10 and 2 on Saturday. So we definitely want to check that out. And, of course, we want to check it out. All right? Should be pretty damn good. All right. Let me see here. Okay, so, you know, we talked about this case where somebody was having headaches. 3 months later, they found a tumor. Okay, not bad. To be honest, you know, for 3 months to get the MRI and get everything, you know, done and assessed after follow-up, you know, it's not bad. Okay? I would like for it to be better and tighter, but, you know, with you know, access to health care and costs and, you know, insurance authorizations and maybe not following up, it could happen. But I don't want you guys as patients having something bad and it sit there and brew, but it unfortunately gets passed to the next week or passed to the next month. And what are some things you could do to make sure that things get looked at? Now, I understand it's getting harder and harder as Obamacare is really trying to rein in healthcare costs. Maybe we spent so much on healthcare ordering CAT scans, etc. Maybe not. But I understand that everybody can't be getting MRIs. It's too expensive. If everybody's paying cash for them, that's one thing. But asking the insurance company to pay for your MRIs, that starts to add up, especially if your premiums don't match to what they have to spend. So when medical school were taught to not look for zebras, but to look for horses, okay? So if somebody is coming in with a sore throat, all right, it would be a zebra to say, well, it's probably HPV, an HPV-caused base of the tongue tumor. Right? But it would be a horse going, well, he has a sore throat, so he probably has sore throat, you know, from either strep or a bacteria or a virus. You know, somebody having body aches after they work out, a horse would be, well, you probably, you know, strained some muscles, and you have some muscle strain and some muscle soreness from working out. A zebra would be leukemia. Now, could you have muscle aches from leukemia? Yeah, but that's a zebra. That would be a something that you just don't start to hunt for. I never understood that because to me, I think a zebra stands out pretty easily more than a horse, but who knows. Okay, anyway. So what I don't want happening is you're going in, and also keep in mind, as less doctors are going to be managing healthcare, we are going to see more of the non-physicians, practitioners, do medicine a lot different than we did it in the past. Okay, I was trained, you get the MRI, you get the CAT scan, you get the test done. Whereas a lot of newer doctors, newer nurse practitioners, physician assistants, etc., you know, quit ordering all these gosh darn tests. The guidelines are to spread the mammograms out. The guidelines are to spread out the pap smears. Go by the guidelines. And it's not their fault. Okay, they are learning medicine and practicing medicine in a whole new world than I was trained. So I can't blame them. But you come in saying, I got a sinus headache. They're going to probably treat you for sinus and say, follow up if it doesn't get better, which is appropriate. That's 100% appropriate. But what if you are wrong about it being a sinus headache? What if your complaint is you have a headache? Okay, so you're going to the doctor saying, yeah, yeah, I got a sinus headache. You know, it's allergy season, I got a sinus headache. Okay, fine, you think it's allergies, you talk to the medical provider into thinking it's allergies, whatever. Yeah, this headache that you have, and it comes and goes, always in the sinus area, right, may be a little tumor. No one's going to CAT scan you first time off. But you need to be honest, 100% honest about what your symptoms are. Do you really know gosh darn well that it's a sinus headache? Then don't start putting adjectives. What you need to do is if you're having a headache that comes and goes every few months and now it's not going away during the spring, okay? Don't start to go, well, during the spring, during allergy season. Leave that out of there, okay? Tell the doctor or the medical provider, I have a headache. I've had this headache before, off and on, but now it's worse, okay? Then they're going to ask you some questions, okay? You know, is it related to allergies, all right? Are you 1,000% sure it's related to allergies? If you're not, say that. I'm not sure. It could be. I understand it's allergy season, but I get the headache when it's not allergy season, All right, well, you got that egg, and now it kind of seems worse, okay? You know, and then they'll start asking you questions. They'll ask you questions about your sinuses. They'll ask you questions about your vision, and you answer those questions. But if you walk in saying, yeah, I have a sinus allergy headache, you may just get treated for allergies and sent on your way. Some of you guys will come into the doctor and go, yeah, I have bronchitis. All right? You have bronchitis? Yeah, I got bronchitis. I got this pressure in the chest. You know, I got a cough. It's bronchitis. All right, well, this is bronchitis. You know, most bronchitis are viral, but if you think it's bacterial, what's going on? You want an antibiotic? Yeah, I want an antibiotic and some cough syrup. Okay, great. Yet that pressure in the chest and the cough might not have been bronchitis. You need to go to the doctor and re-say that, or medical provider, and go, look, I have chest pressure. Okay? Now, they'll ask you, have you ever experienced this before? You know, I know when I had a bronchitis in the past, I was diagnosed once with bronchitis. That's what it was diagnosed as. But I'm a little concerned that it could be heart. All right? Because I don't know if this is bronchitis. You know, how do you know when chest pain is bronchitis versus heart? All right? Well, then the doctor or medical provider has to ask you questions and start to discern the difference. But if you're concerned that you have something, use the time with the medical practitioner for education. All right, don't go there telling them what you have because you want to get in and out. You're having some chest pain. You are completely, completely allowed. It's totally in your realm to ask, look, how do I know my current chest pain is not heart? All right, you know, teach me. Because I don't want to blow off chest pain if I'm having something heart-related. But I also don't want to go to the doctor every day. I have chest pain. You know, I've never had this chest pain evaluated, so I'm concerned and I want to educate myself on what this chest pain is. That's a hell of a lot different than you coming in going, I got bronchitis and I need a Z-Pack if you don't have bronchitis. You see what I mean? You got a headache that's not going away. Doctor, I don't know why this headache keeps coming back. Should I have a scan? And if no, when would you recommend a scan for a headache not going away? What are your guidelines? I know the country's guidelines or the task force guidelines, which there aren't any on that, but what are your guidelines if a headache doesn't go away? You know? Because a lot of times your doctors will tell you, or medical providers will tell you the same thing you've already done. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to try and take a Tylenol. All right? And then come back. Doctor, I've been taking Tylenol since I was like 13. All right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to have you take some Claritin for your allergies, and if the headache comes back, I'm going to have you take a little bit of ibuprofen, and then you come back and you tell me if that works. I've already done that. So a lot of times you guys are sent home doing the same gosh darn thing that you've always done. So you need to talk to the medical provider as, okay, look, I've had a headache. I've already tried Tylenol. I've already tried Motrin. These are all the things I've tried. If there's something I haven't tried, let me know. When would you recommend us looking deeper? Either getting a neurologist or a headache specialist to take a look at me, or a scan? Because I'm a little worried. I want to make sure I don't have a teratoma, even though I doubt you have a teratoma in there. All right? It's a shame. Nobody teaches you guys how to go to the doctor in this day and age. You learned how to go to a doctor watching MASH, watching Marcus Welby, maybe even Quincy, I don't know. Okay? You know, I always learned when you go to the doctor, it was a pediatrician. The pediatrician would make a lot of jokes. They'd be like, what's in your tummy? And I'm like, oh, I got nothing in my tummy. You know, and I'd sit there or whatever. But nobody teaches you how to talk to a medical provider. And you'd think you wouldn't have to know, but I guess in this day and age, you do. And in order to get a test run that you think you need, you almost have to literally ask for it. Or, if you don't get it, go, at what point do we get the MRI for the numbness in my arms to check my neck? When do we do that? How long am I supposed to deal with this until we go to that next step? All right, when to dump your doctor? We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. Please make sure you follow us on that. Why? Because it's free and it's really good radio. I guess, I don't know, is it Denmark? One of the countries in Europe is going to be stopping FM radio by the year 2017 because of all the popularity of people using handheld devices. It's a shame to see FM radio stop in any country. But then again, if they're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show on GCN Live, it's no wonder no one's listening to FM radio. You think? No? All right, 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's an article out talking about when to dump your doctor. Now, of course, when I see these things, I'm like, wait, what? You know, why? Okay, you know, you're going to dump us after we work so hard, etc. But here's the thing, okay? You guys still, for a very short amount of time left, have a choice. I know a lot of you guys may not have a choice, but some of you guys still have a choice as to finding a doctor. And if you do still have that choice, which is going to be very short-lived as we start to go socialized, you need to at least enjoy a doctor that you like, okay? Many of you feel that all doctors are the same. So if you have a doctor who's a jerk, then all doctors are going to be like that. It depends, okay, on why the said doctor is being a jerk. Okay? I'll have patients come to me all the time. Oh, Dr. Dye, I'm so glad I found you. I listened to you on the show. You sound so cool. I hated my other doctor. Now, I always want to learn because I don't want to make mistakes that happen in other doctor's offices. Oh, that other doctor lost my records. Oh, the other doctor's staff was rude. The other doctor's staff never knew what they were doing, blah, blah, blah. All right, so I'm like, okay, you know, and I, you know, because I like to take it all in. You know, and, you know, make sure that we don't make, you know, the same mistakes. Yeah, you know, I did a CAT scan, and nobody called me back with the results, and I had to keep calling 3-4 times, et cetera. All right, you know, so you take note of that. But you have people that say, yeah, you know, my doctor was just absolutely rude. So I'm always like, okay, good. Whew, that's easy. That won't happen here, okay, you know, because I'm not rude. I'm pretty damn cool, okay? However, then they go, all right, so I need about 120 Lortab. And I need about 120 Xanax because that's going to get me through the next week or two. And I'd like you to also prescribe medical marijuana for me. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry. I wish I could. I just don't manage that. Let me give you some pain pills for your ailment after I evaluate you. But, you know, if you need that much pain medicine, we should probably get you into a specialist. Why won't you give me the pain medicine? So now they leave and I look like a jerk. So, you know, I'm coming to realize that, yes, there's some people out there that are jerks, you know, in terms of, you know, practitioners out there, but also maybe they're being inferred as a jerk if they're not prescribing the medicine that they need. I had one patient, she refused to go to a specialist I wanted to send them to. And this specialist is one of the best in the state. And she said he's rude. And I'm like, all right, you know, but it's kind of life-saving. You know, I can't tell you I'm going to send you to somebody maybe less rude. I'd like to. And then I come to find out it was a bill. She owed them money, doesn't want to go and pay up. They won't see her until she finishes paying the bill that she owes, so she can't go there. But is that what she's conveying to us? Is that what's being conveyed on Yelp or conveyed on these websites? No, it's the doctor's rude. But some of you guys have a valid beef, all right? So according to Channel 13 WMAZ, they have 10 signs it's time to dump your doctor, okay? All of our experts agree, according to them, that while the new healthcare system strives to be more cost-efficient and time-efficient, it is also more patient-centric. That means seeking your dream doc is worthwhile and within reach, okay? I don't think that's the case, all right? I mean, I think it's going to be getting harder and harder, all right? I think a lot of patients are seeing the doctors are a little bit overwhelmed, and really exhausted with all the changes, and that I think patients are unfortunately feeling very lucky to be seen by a doctor these days. And I don't think that's the safest scenario for patients, where you are, you know, being honored with the gift of being able to see a doctor when you want to see him. Just as an aside, I had a patient that I was going to be about 7.5 minutes late to see. And so I told my office that I was in traffic and I would probably get there. Patient was going to be put back at about 8:04. I was going to get there by about 8:11. Patient walks out. You know, I mean, if you can find a doctor that'll see you within 7 minutes if you're getting your paperwork done, find him. You know, I mean, I was going to be 7 minutes late. We called, let them know, you know, Dahlia's running a little bit late, okay? You know, so, no, not good enough. Well, then fine. All right, you know, good luck. All right, now wait 2 hours in another office. So, you know, some of our expectations may be too much, but your expectations should never be too little. So they say, number one, you simply don't like the person. Okay? You just don't like the doctor. All right? If you don't like the doctor, yeah, find somebody else. This is your doctor. This is somebody you need to have a very close relationship with, you know, in terms of managing your health and feeling like you're able to talk to them about certain things. So if you don't feel like you can communicate with this person, you don't like them, find another doctor. It's just not worth it, okay? Your time is not being respected. Paula Perlman, MD, Associate Professor at UCLA's David Geffen School of Medicine, says there are plenty of studies that show people don't mind waiting if they are given a time frame and kept up to date. If they're given the choice to wait an hour for the doctor or schedule another appointment, some people will actually choose to wait. But some are like, oh, no, hell no, I'm leaving. So if you're going to run late, be respectful of people's times. That I agree with, okay? We're all busy. I get that, all right? I get that. I wish, though, you guys could talk to each other in the waiting room and you guys could come up with a plan before you come back and see me where, look, don't dominate all of Dahlia's time. Don't be giving her five things to deal with and demanding that she sits there and talks to you longer than the rest of us. Okay, we're all going to get through quick. We're all going to do what we're supposed to do. Because that's my problem. The problem I have is all of a sudden I come in and there's somebody there and all of a sudden they just throw everything on me. They were supposed to be there for a sore throat. Now I come to find out they have dizziness spells and they pass out. Well, now we have to do a whole new workup. And so I can't schedule if we get all these surprise things. Oh, by the way, while I have you, I need this. I need you to do my FMLA. I need you to do this. And then all of a sudden, boom, it turns into a 30-plus minute visit. So, you know, it's an issue. But if you are waiting for a doctor 4 hours every time to see him, that's tough. All right? I don't know if I could do that. You don't feel heard. You have a question, the doctor doesn't seem to, I guess listen to your questions. He just wants to tell you what he wants to do or she wants to do and leaves. Your doctor doesn't explain anything clearly or thoroughly. Yeah, it looks like you have anemia, so I'm going to, have you do a colonoscopy, see an anemia specialist to take some iron, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Wait, what? Anemia? What? What's going on? What? You know, I mean, you want a doctor that'll sit there and explain what's going on. If your doctor doesn't communicate with your other doctors, that's a bad one, okay? All right, you want to know that your doctor is talking to the other doctors. Your primary care doctor is kind of the quarterback, right? Making sure that everybody else that is receiving you, okay, you know, has all the medical records, you know, understands what's going on. Sometimes I don't get all the referrals or the records back. Sometimes I don't get that. For example, we have a patient that had a biopsy of the thyroid. We knew they had a biopsy of the thyroid, all right, but no results. When we call the office for the path results, no, we don't have them. I go, but you guys did the, why don't you have them? So we have to show that we're at least making an effort to try to get the results because you're my patient. I want to know what your path results are. Finally, we get a letter saying, yeah, the doctor did it and it was benign. Do I still have the path results? No, I don't. Frustrating. Do they keep you in the dark? Do they give you all your treatment options or only one? Are you not getting better? Do they have poor bedside manner? And you want to get a second opinion and they resist it. According to them, that may be a red flag for you to look for another provider. I think getting a second opinion is brilliant. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a major breakthrough in finding the cause of asthma has happened, according to scientists. And everybody's pretty excited about this because they think they have found the root cause of asthma and a new effective treatment could be in place in the next 5 years. Currently, around 5% of asthma sufferers do not respond to any treatments at all, including inhalers. But there's a team at Cardiff University and they have found a protein within the airways, which they believe triggers all asthma attacks. And this protein could hopefully be deactivated by this drug. So, if it works on mice, then hopefully it works on humans. So the first clinical trials now are being designed and could hopefully begin within the next 2 years. Asthma in adults is much more common, they say, in women than men, but can develop at any age. I see I have a lot of male patients with asthma. The discovery was made by Professor Riccardi, who realized that a protein triggers the growth of calcium within bones that also plays a role in the airways. Further tests revealed that asthmatics had far higher levels of the protein called calcium sensing receptor, or CASR, than healthy people. For the first time, we found a link between airways inflammation, which could be caused by environmental triggers such as allergens, cigarette smoking, and car fumes. See, it triggers your asthmatic attack. There's some sort of a switch. And so, you know, dealing with asthma, asthma is an issue of airway obstruction, where you have an inflammatory response that prevents you from getting air in and getting air out. You start to lose compliance with your lungs, and you have difficulty forcing the air out. You got baseline air in, and you feel short of breath. You also get restriction and bronchoconstriction, which causes the wheezing. The decreased conductiveness of the air, the decreased openness that you have, increases resistance and then increases sounds. So we use albuterol inhalers or ProAir or Preventil. These are inhalers that are called bronchodilators to help open up the airways to allow air to go through. It doesn't cure the problem. All it does is help you hopefully get air in by dilating the bronchioles or your lung conduits. But in order to treat asthma effectively, you need to decrease the cause of what's causing the inflammation and what's causing the constriction and the wheezing. So my recommendation would be to when you go and get evaluated for asthma, don't just tell your doctor, I just need an inhaler because my asthma is acting up. Okay? Keep in mind, the inhaler is only to help the symptoms. We want to prevent you from even getting to that degree where you need the inhaler. Somebody who's in good asthmatic control doesn't need their inhaler, which means you may be on another medicine. Many of you guys were given a medicine like Advair or Symbicort or Dulera that has a steroid in it and a long-acting beta agonist to help open up the bronchioles, try to prevent the bronchoconstriction, cause bronchodilation, and then the steroids decrease inflammation. Some of you guys go, yeah, I had a bad day, so I took a hit of that one. A lot of times those don't kick in and do the degree of what they need to without you starting it out, you know, starting with it a week or two before. Because you need to get the steroid amount to build up and decrease the inflammation. It can take a while to decrease inflammation. Same thing with Singulair. Singulair is an anti-leukotriene. It stops one of the factors in the cascade of inflammation. You have histamines, you have leukotrienes. So Singulair stops that. Very good, very effective for asthma, but it doesn't stop it immediately. It's something that kind of you got to be on regularly. So many of you will say, yeah, I took a hit of the super strong medicine because I was having a bad day. It doesn't work like that. What you need to do is, if you're in your bad time of year, whether it's fall, whether it's spring, a couple weeks before, we recommend you start your medicine and prevent getting into that mode where now you're desperately needing your inhaler. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so years ago we were told that you could exercise like crazy, but if you don't control what you eat or what you put in your body, you're not going to control your weight. Well, here comes another study. Or in an editorial in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, three international experts say it is time to bust the myth about exercise. Even though exercise helps stave off diabetes, heart disease, dementia, etc., they say the exercise's impact on obesity was minimal. Yet staying away from sugar and carbohydrates is key. Alright? And they're right. I can't tell you how much I work out. I work out all the time. I'm not losing the weight. Yet if I cut down on the carbs, immediately I lose weight. There is something about sugar that's causing your body as a defense mechanism to load up on the fat and cause your metabolism to slow. There's evidence that 40% of those within a normal weight range will still harbor harmful metabolic abnormalities associated with obesity. And there's, I guess, they're kind of concerned about public health messaging urging exercise when they're not urging as much to cut calories and sugar, etc. You know, one thing that's very frustrating for me is, and my patients, is when I tell my patients that they need to start exercising more. And their, you know, BMI is way above 30. You know, I had one lady, she was about 280 pounds, 5'6". She's like, what are you talking about? I am on my feet and walking across the casino all day long. How much more exercise am I supposed to get? You know, and the only thing I could tell her is maybe your body's used to it. Maybe you need to put aside an extra 10-minute workout or an extra 20-minute workout separate from what you're doing at work. Me, I am running around all day long. As soon as I get off the show, I am back and forth between patients all the time, working up a sweat, did nothing to prevent weight gain, did absolutely nothing. Now, I'm not saying don't exercise. You have to exercise. Exercise is important. There's a lot of good things that come with exercise. But if you are busting your butt exercising, and you are finding that it's just not working, all right, don't quit. It means you got to also do the diet. So it's diet and exercise. You dig? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, this is interesting. For a few hours, Hercules and Leo, two chimpanzees, received recognition as legal persons under United States law. They are currently being held for biomedical experimentation at Stony Brook University in the state of New York, were granted a writ of habeas corpus by Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Barbara Jaff. A writ of habeas corpus demands that a detainee, in this case, chimpanzees Hercules and Leo, be taken before a court so that a judge might determine whether the detention is legally valid. According to a statement published by the Non-Human Rights Project, filed a petition for the writ back in March 2015, under the new law of New York State, only a legal person may have an order to show cause and writ of habeas corpus issued in his or her behalf. The court has therefore implicitly determined that Hercules and Leo are persons. I guess it requires Stony Brook University to provide a legally sufficient reason for the detention of the two chimpanzees. The court has scheduled that hearing for May 6, 2015. If unable to do so, the Non-Human Rights Project has requested that the apes be released into the care of Save the Chimps, a nonprofit primate sanctuary operating out of Fort Pierce, Florida. Judge Jaffe's decision is, I guess, a watershed moment for the Great Ape Personhood Movement, which has been spearheaded by Jane Goodall, Richard Dawkins, Stephen Wise. All right, and I guess the movement suffered a serious setback last year when a New York State Appeals Court denied personhood to Tommy, a 26-year-old chimpanzee who was confined to a wire mesh cage in upstairs New York. In our view, it is this incapacity to bear any legal responsibilities and societal duties that renders it inappropriate to confer upon chimpanzees the legal rights. So what does that mean? Well, it means if we're not doing enough to protect our animals, we, I guess, have to make them, I guess, legal humans in order to do anything to protect them. Doesn't make any sense to me. Just treat the animals nicer. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.